So let's talk about Qigong then, because there's a difference between Tai Chi and Qigong. So what? Tell us the difference in what Qigong is.
Qigong is a more broad term.
Oh.
And typically, Qigong is the repetitive movement, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Our system has a number of exercises that are repetitive movements.
Mm-hmm.
And so you also incorporate the special breathing and the posture, you know, the special posture into those movements. Tai Chi is considered a form of Qigong. It's like a more developed form of Qigong because it's not just a repetitive movement. You move around in a dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so these two things are related. They're not separate.
They are related. And just this summer, this doctor from, I think it's Arizona State, her name is Linda Larkey. She did a study that round up the 77 existing studies in the U.S. about Tai Chi and Qigong and basically created a study to say they're the same. You know, that if we talk about Tai Chi or we talk about Qigong, they're the same.
Oh.
They're the same thing.
Okay, that clears it up for me, because I took a Qigong class last year at the American Holistic Nurses Association conference. I took like a little 2-hour workshop, and it seemed a lot like Tai Chi, but I thought they were separate. So
they're not separate. No, nope, they're just different. The Tai Chi is more developed, generally speaking.
Yeah, it seemed like the Qigong exercises were not precise. I guess that's what I'm thinking. It was just more of an up and down, in and out.
More simple.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and less strenuous, it seemed to me. Because Tai Chi, I could work up a sweat doing Tai Chi. Even moving slowly, I'm contracting my muscles, and I'm doing some lunges, not lunges, but I don't know what you would call it.
Right, you have a low stance.
A low bent stance.
Yeah, but a bent knees and a low stance will put anyone into a little sweat.
Yeah,
you know?
it really is. Really, honestly, it's a wonderful exercise. It's an absolutely fabulous exercise. So.